It's time to check in with Elise Glink. You can go to her website, thinkglink.com, and you can also subscribe to her newsletter, The Love of Money and Real Estate. How's it going, Elise?
Oh, it's good. It's beautiful out.
Isn't it?
It's almost spring.
It is.
I can feel it.
You can feel it. You can smell it. When you see the sunshine, it just makes you smile. And I filled up my gas tank and I noticed that gas prices are down a little bit, but groceries are still up there. What do we have going on here?
Well, we got the consumer price index today and the number was 2.4%. So that is the overall basket of stuff that you buy every day or every week. It has gone up about 2.4%, and that's less than economists were expecting. So that's some good news.
Yeah.
Gasoline is down 7.5%. That's the year-over-year change. So you're right. It's cheaper than it was a year ago. On the other hand, your electric bill might be a little bit higher. And if you're getting gas service to the house, that also might be a little bit higher. Electricity is up about 6.3%. This is nationally, not just what's going on here and locally. And gas service up almost 10%. But overall, the stuff that we normally buy feels like it's going up a little bit, maybe around 3%. Fish, meat, poultry, eggs, about 2.2% according to the CPI. Cereal and baked goods up 3.1%. It's kind of like that as you look all the way down the line at the different expenses.
All right. Well, it seems like we get ahead in one category, like gasoline. But then with the electricity and our gas bill at home going up, it's like, I don't know, I feel like we can't catch up. And this might be my imagination, but has the cost of liquor gone up? I'm telling you.
Or is the amount going up? It's hard to know. So you're right. We are seeing that alcohol is going up. Actually, non-alcoholic beverages and materials, the things that you use to make it, is going up. That's gone up 4.5% year over year. But today in the Sun Times, they looked at how grocery prices have moved in Chicago. And I always, you know, quote the national number because that's the one that comes out. But it really matters what's going on in our own backyards. And what mostly went up hasn't come down. And so the Sun Times looked at Jewel Osco. They've been looking at the same basket of 18 things. Things that you use all the time, Tropicana orange juice, Coca-Cola, Doritos, gotta have the Oreos, Breyers, you know, Charmin.
Wait, this is my shopping list.
Yeah,
is someone
right?
Spying on me?
They're following you around. There's no question about that. But, you know, what's interesting about it is that of all the things that are in the basket, 18 items went up in price, 15 stayed the same, and two, Land O'Lakes butter and Doritos, actually dropped by 50 cents and 80 cents over the past 13 months. But overall, their basket, their shopping cart, went up by $21.80 from $263 on January 7th to $284, almost $285 on February 3rd. So over the course of the month, you would pay, you know, another 20 bucks for the same basket of groceries. And I think that's what we're all feeling, is that like inch by inch, we're still paying more.
And someone has texted in, our paychecks have not kept up with inflation. So that's
so
true.
No, it's true. And not only that, it is really tough to get a job out there. I know a lot of people who are looking and looking and looking, and things that look like they've materialized this quarter have not. People have just kind of gone dark. They've ghosted. That's another thing you hear more and more about. So ADP came out with its weekly estimate on how many jobs were created, and the Today's report said employers are averaging about 6,500 jobs created a week for the 4 weeks that ended January 4th, 2026. So for the month of January, that's only about 26,000 jobs that were added. And when you look at the official numbers, Wendy, what you're seeing is that these estimates that we get, when they get revised, and that's normal, it happens, you see that we're way below what the original estimates are. They're getting revised a lot lower. And so we are seeing lower jobs. People's, you know, I'm sorry, your take-home pay isn't quite keeping up. And so it's a real struggle. And I think this is where you get the numbers that we're seeing from Consumer Confidence, the Center for American Progress, all of the Conference Board, We're starting to see consumer confidence in the economy drop like a stone.
I'm wondering why it's so hard to get a job. I work part-time at a plant shop in LaGrange. It's called Vagabond Botanical. I love it. It's fun. They were just looking for part-time, which was perfect for me. But if I needed a full-time job, they're not easy to find. Why is it so hard?
Well, it's hard because I think companies are not hiring right now. There is so much uncertainty, and we have seen so much uncertainty over the past year. The companies don't hire in uncertain times. They tend to make people work a little bit harder. They'd rather pay a little overtime rather than hire a third shift. We're starting to see the effects of the tariffs. There was another story that came out from CNBC today that said that the tariffs have left importers with a record-breaking $3.5 billion in U.S. customs bond shortfalls. And so it's just, there's just a lot of uncertainty. People don't know where this is all going. And so I think that's, they're putting the big pause on bringing people on board. The other thing that's going on here is, of course, AI. So much noise about artificial intelligence and the vast changes. And so even over the last couple of weeks in the stock market, you know, somebody sends out a press release that they're introducing a new feature for an AI platform, the market drops 5%. Like, okay, that's hard to hire in that kind of an environment because companies need their stock, you know, prices to be high so they can get the cash that they need and hire people that way too. So I think that's all of that is contributing to what we're seeing.
All right. Well, the only question I want the answer to is why is my Grey Goose vodka like so much more money? I mean, I know you can get it on sale, but I look at the non-sale price and I scoff. I go, what? It never was that much.
Yeah.
That's what I'm noticing more. But then Jack Daniels is on sale $19.99 for a fifth.
Maybe try a different drink?
The least. That's too easy.
Costco?
I just wondered, you know, if maybe they're paying more for grain or, you know, it comes from France. Are there tariffs there?
Import duties. We know that there have been import duties on wine from various on and off. It's hard to keep track of them all, but it's possible that they've got their own tariff just for Grey Goose.
Darn it. And you mentioned AI. I am on your Substack right now, glink.substack.com, and you're talking about how AI is changing everything in real estate. I didn't really think about that. What's that connection?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think people don't really understand how much technology is really in real estate. You think you hire an agent and then you buy or you sell, but artificial intelligence is really changing everything from, I think, the way that houses are going to be built. So I've included this AI-generated image, so another way it's changing, of robots that are making and laying brick foundations. Not so far off the path. This is already starting to happen. But also just the way that you search for homes is changing. And AI, instead of you having to go through a whole bunch of different places or you go to Zillow and you're looking around, you'll be able to say you can do this now, actually, just open up Google and say, I want to find a 4-bedroom house in this part of town for this price. Show me what's there and give me all the features and it'll bring it right to you. And that, I think, is something a lot of real estate agents are very nervous about.
Yeah, but for us people, you know, for not me, I'm not looking for a house, but if someone is, that couldn't be more helpful.
Yeah, it's very helpful. It cuts through a lot of the noise. But, you know, there's a lot of business and profits that are made, business that's done and profits made on noise that distracts you. And I think that real estate agents are going to start to realize that their brokers that employ them are already using more AI to handle things like the grunt work, marketing, lead management, paperwork, compliance, data crunching. And if they don't produce sales, they'll be out on the street.
Producer Colin has a question for you, Elise.
What you just said seems to be a trend in a lot of businesses where they're realizing that AI is, in fact, taking like workload from people. and we're seeing that some companies are seeing a drop in the stock market, is it going to slowly kind of reach out to other industries and we'll see them fall as AI continues to rise?
I don't think it'll be slow. I think we're going to see, we may not see it happen by the end of this year, but I do think that we're going to, month by month, we're going to watch as AI starts to really change things. And I'll just use as an example Waymo, which is the self-driving cars. When I first got in, when I was completely freaked out by it, then I did it again and again. I've now ridden in a Waymo 15 times. I much prefer it over somebody who's actually driving. They feel safer, nicer cars, quieter. I don't have to worry about somebody listening to a conversation. All of those benefits come at a cost, somebody's job. And so we need to watch month by month as this changes everything.
A lot of times we're afraid of what we don't know, right?
Absolutely.
Great to talk to you. Go to thinklink.com and subscribe to her Substack as well, her newsletter, for the love, or just the love, money, and real estate. Thank you so much, Elise.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, you.
Okay. Happy Valentine's Day.